We're up to the Gemara at the top of Daf Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that if a Yisrael kills a Ger Toshav, he does not go to Gullus. And the Mishnah continues and says a Ger Toshav does not go to Gullus unless he kills a Ger Toshav. That's the Mishnah Daf Ches Amud Beis. So the Gemara at the top of Tes Amud Aleph, the fourth line says, Alma. We see from the fact that the halacha is that the Yisrael is different than the Ger Toshav. Alma Ger Toshav Ovid Kochavimu, that a Ger Toshav has the status of an idol worshiper, an Ovid Kochavim. Says the Gemara Ema Seifa. But what about the last halacha in the Mishnah? Ger Toshav Gola the Ger Toshav. If one Ger Toshav kills another Ger Toshav by accident, he goes into Golos. That sounds like he's treated like a Yisrael, not like an Ovid Kochavim. Amar of Kahana Lokashia, Rav Kahana says, no stira, no contradiction. Kan beger Toshav Shahara Ger Toshav, Kan beger Toshav Shahara Yisrael. What does that mean? So the Gemara is answering the following. When a Ger Toshav gets Golos, that's when he kills another Ger Toshav. When a Ger Toshav does not get Golos, that's when he kills a Yisrael. What's the difference? The difference is, the Rashi over there, Rashi on the side of the page says, V'reisha k'shargas Yisrael eno gola delo sagi lebegolos. Rashi says, really, he's not treated like an Ovid Kochavim. Really, he's treated like a Yisrael. And when a Ger Toshav kills a Yisrael, he should get Golos. Except that because of his status, vis-a-vis a Yisrael, if he killed a Yisrael, it was so bad, it wasn't worthy of him getting Golos. The punishment, in other words, he deserves more of a punishment than that, which we found other places in the Masechta. We're not going to let him off the hook so easily by giving him Golos. However, where a Ger Toshav kills a Ger Toshav, he does get Golos. So according to the Maskana of the Gemara, the Ger Toshav is not considered like an Ovid Kochavim, and the reason that the Ger Toshav doesn't get Golos in a case where he killed the Yisrael is not because he's an Ovid Kochavim, but rather because the Avera that he did is too severe to let him off the hook by giving him Golos. The Gemara says, Ika derami kraya adadi. There are those that bring this as a stira in the psukim. Ksiv levnei sro v'lagir v'latoshav b'sochem tiyana shesha arim. The six ari miklat are levnei yisro v'lagir v'latoshav. Sounds like the ari miklat are there to service the ger toshav. Uksiv ayo lechem ha'arim lemiklat. It should be for you. And the Gemara makes a drasha lochem v'lo legerim. You, not the gerim. So, according to the second pasuk the Gemara quotes, lochem sounds like it's excluding a Ger Toshav. Which one is it? Does a Ger Toshav get Golos? Or does he not? Amar of Kahana Lokasha, Rav Kahana, same Rav Kahana answers. There's no stira, no problem. Kan beger Toshav Shahara Yisrael, and Kan beger Toshav Shahara Ger Toshav. The pasuk that says that he gets to go to Golos, Shesha Arim, he gets to go to one of the six cities, that's where a Ger Toshav killed another Ger Toshav. But if a Ger Toshav killed a Yisrael, so in such a case, he doesn't get to go to Golos. Uramini, we have a stira. What's the stira? So here we go. We have a Gemara. The Gemara says, Lefichach ger v'ovid kochavim shaharu ne'haragin. Lefichach, therefore, a ger or an ovid kochavim who kill, they are put to death. Okay? However they killed, they're put to death. That's the halacha. Okay, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Katoni ger domid ovid kochavim. Now, The Gemara put Ger and Ovid Kochavim in the same sentence. What does that mean? Ma Ovid Kochavim loshna dekatal bar minei veloshna dekatal lav bar minei. When it comes to an Ovid Kochavim, it doesn't matter who he killed. It doesn't matter if he killed a Jew or he killed another Ovid Kochavim. In either case, Nerak, he gets put to death. Av Ger, so too when it comes to a Ger. Loshna dekatal bar minei. It doesn't matter if he killed a Ger Toshav. Loshna dekatal lav bar minei. It doesn't matter if he killed the Yisrael. Nerak, he should be killed. So why does our Mishnah say if a Ger Toshav killed a Ger Toshav, he gets off the hook, he can go into Golos? Why should he go into Golos? According to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, he should be killed. Amar v'chista lo kasha. Kancha hargo derech yirida. Kancha hargo derech aliyah. It depends, how did he kill him? Did he kill him derech Yerida on the way down, striking on the way down, or did he kill him derech Aliyah on the way up? Now we know from the Gemara earlier that Golos was only imposed if you killed derech Yerida. Okay, so the Gemara is answering Rav Chista saying, when a ger toshav kills a ger toshav derech Yerida, he goes into Golos. When a ger toshav kills a ger toshav derech Aliyah, then he would be killed. And that's the answer to the contradiction. The Gemara explains why. Derech Yerida, the Yisrael Goli, if a derech Yerida, which is on the, you're swinging downward and you kill by accident, if it was a Jew, he would get Golos, as we mentioned before, earlier in the Gemara. Ihu nami sagi libe Golos. For the Jew, that's enough to get Golos. Derech Aliyah, the Yisrael Pater. Ihu nami, him, the Ger Toshav, sagi libe Golos, he gets Golos. Derech Aliyah, the Yisrael Pater. However, when it comes to a Derech Aliyah, that Yisrael is Pater from Golos, we don't give Golos for Derech Aliyah, for on the way up. Hu nerag. Then, the Ger Toshav gets Golos. So the Gemara says, one second. That doesn't make sense logically. Amale Rava, Rava says back to Rav Chista, Velav Kal V'Chomer Hu. What do you mean? The logic would dictate Kal V'Chomer the other direction. Uma Derech Yerida the Yisrael Gali. If Derech Yerida Yisrael gets Golos, Ihu Nami Sagi Lebe Golos, he also gets Golos. Derech Aliyah the Yisrael Pater, Ihu Nerag. So Derech Aliyah, where the Yisrael's Pater, so it's less Chomer, it's less strict. You don't, the Yisrael doesn't get punished at all. So the Ger Toshav also shouldn't get punished at all. And yet, it seems the way Rav Chista explained, the Ger Toshav is getting a worse punishment. He would get killed in such a case. That's the reverse of what would make sense. Elama Rava, Rava gives a new explanation. Ba'omer Mutter. The Ger Toshav, when is he put to death? It's a case of Omer Mutter. He thinks it's permitted. He says that it's Mutter. Omer Le'abaye, Omer Mutter Anasu. But if he's Omer Mutter, he thought it was Mutter, so he's an Anos that he killed. He didn't realize he was doing something wrong. Why would we kill him? Why would he be executed? Omer Lei. So Rava says back to Abaye, Shani Omer, because I assume Omer Mutter Karv L'Mezid Hu. I look at it differently than you. I think Omer Mutter is Karv L'Mezid. If a person thinks that murder is Mutter, he's Karv L'Mezid. He should have figured it out that it's not Mutter. Va'oz Du L'Tamayu. And this Machlokes, the Machlokes in Rav Chista and Rava, about the difference of how to explain the stira about Ger Toshav. Again, Rav Chista said that the difference is whether it was Derech Aliyah, Derech Yerida, and Rava said that it's a case of Omer Mutter, that we kill when it's a case of Omer Mutter. The Gemara says, Va'azdu l'taymayhu, and they are l'shitasam. They go according to their reasoning in another place. The Itmar. We have a statement of the Amoroim, Kasavar Behema Vinimsa Adam. What happens if you killed? You think it's a Behema and it turns out it was a person. Or Kanani Vinimsa Ger Toshav. You think it was a Kanani that you were shooting? Turns out it was a Ger Toshav. Rava Omer Chayev. Rava says you're Chayev and we put you to death. Omer Mutter, Karv L'Mezidu. Why? Because, Omer Mutter, you thought that was an animal, so you shot the animal. That's Karv L'Mezid. That's close to being deliberate. That was b'mezid. You should have checked. Rav Chista Omer Pater, Omer Mutter Anusu. And Rav Chista says that you're exempt. You don't have to. You don't get punished because Omer Mutter he believes is Anus. He believes that's accidental. So, going back, Rav Chista before would say Omer Mutter is an Anus, and he can't learn that Ger Toshav would get the death penalty for a case of Omer Mutter where he said it was Mutter. So it must be that the difference is, that's why Rav Chista says, it must be the difference is Derech Aliyah versus Derech Yerida, how he killed him. And Rava says no. Rava says Omer Mutter is Karov L'Mezid. It's close to being on purpose. And if that's the case, then we would put the Ger Toshav to death if he killed another Ger Toshav. And that's the difference between the cases, the Braisa that we have, and the Mishnah that we have, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Eisvei Rav L'Rav Chista, Rav asks Rav Chista the following question. Hin chameis, the pasuk in Parshas Vayera, Hin chameis ala ha'isha asher lakachta. Hashem tells Avimelech, you're going to die because you took the woman, referring to Sarah. My love bide Adam. The havamina is, Hin chameis, you're going to die. How are you going to die? Meaning, they're going to put you to death. You're chayev misa for what you did. Now, what's the case of Avimelech and Sarah? Avram told Avimelech, she's my sister. So Avimelech didn't realize that she was a married woman. So they're going to put him to death, What do you mean? But it was Omer Mutter. He thought it was, this is a case of Omer Mutter. And yet Hashem is telling Avimelech, he's going to die for it. So he's Chayev. So we see Omer Mutter is Karov Lamezid. So the Gemara says, lo, that's not what he meant. Bidei Shamayim. Bidei Shamayim, he's going to get punished. Hincha Meis, Bidei Shamayim, you're going to die Bidei Shamayim. But a Beis Din can't put you to death for that, because Omer Mutter is not Karov Lamezid, it's Onus. But Hashem still held him accountable. We'll see why he was really held accountable. The Gemara says, Dekanami Dechsiv. We could also be Medaic this. We can infer this. Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says, Mechatoli, because you sinned against me. Me referring to Hashem. So, referring to Hashem means a sin against me is not something that the Beis Din deals with, but something that Hashem would deal with. And that's how we, that's a raya, a proof, a diuk, that it's Bidei Shem, that the sin was Bidei Shemayim. So the punishment of Hinchameis, that you're going to die, is Bidei Shemayim. So we have no raya that Omer Mutter is Karov Lamezid. It could be that Omer Mutter is an Ones. The Gemara asks, V'litameich, according to you, that Mechatoli always refers to a sin that cannot be dealt with by Beis Din, it has to be dealt with in Shemayim. What do you mean? When Yosef is dealing with Ashes Potiphar, dealing with Potiphar's wife, and she tries to seduce him. So what does Yosef do? Yosef says, if I would do this, Chatasi Lelokim, I sin to God. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Lelokim v'lo la'adam, I sin to God, I didn't sin against a person. What do you mean? If he sins with Ashes Potiphar, he's sinning against Potiphar too. So what does that mean, that he only sinned against God? Ela dino masr li de adam. Masr la adam. It must mean v'chatasi le'lokim, but I'm going to be punished by man. Hachanami dino masr li de adam. Dino masr la adam. So too, when it comes to the case of Avimelech too, his judgment was against man. Okay. The Gemara asks a question. Eisve Abaye l'Rava. Abaye asks Rava the following question. Again, Rava disagreed with Rav Chista, and Rava held that Omer Mutter was Karov Lamezid. The pasuk says, "Hagoy gam tzadik tarog." Would you kill a whole nation, even if they're innocent? Hagoy gam tzadik tarog. And the pasuk continues and says, you told me that Avram told me that he was my sister. He amra gam he achihu, and she said he's my brother. In other words, Avimelech tells Hashem, how could you punish me for this? Why is it fair to punish me for this? I didn't know. Hasam kidekamahadri laveva ata hashev eishes haish kinavihu. Avimelech says to Hashem, how can you hold me accountable? They told me that they were siblings. They both told me they were siblings. And Hashem responds. So the answer is, Hashem responds to him. Hashem says, Va'ata hashev eishes ha'ish ki navihu. You have to return this woman, because he's a navi. So the Gemara asks a question. 1 second. Eishes navihu did tahader, the lav navi lo tahader. Oh, because she's the wife of a navi, that's why you have to return her. But if her husband wasn't a navi, hey, you could keep her. Okay, that's ridiculous. What, you're allowed to keep her if she's not married to a Navi? Just because she's married to a Navi, therefore you can't violate her, you have to return her. What could you do? That's ridiculous. So Ella, that can't be what it means. So why is the Pasuk saying Ki Naviyu? Ella Kedam Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani. It's like the teaching of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Dam Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonatan. Hachi Kamarle, this is what Hashem said to Avimelech. Va'ata Hashem Eishesish. You have to return her. Mikol Makom. End of story. You have to return. You took a married woman. You have to return a married woman. You can't live with her. Udika Amr Agoy Gam Tzadik Tarog. Now you told me, 1 second. How can I hold you accountable? You guys are innocent. You were told that He said she was my sister. How could you hold us accountable for this? We're not guilty. So the Gemara, so Hashem answers, Ki Naviyu. Naviyu. He's a Navi. Umimchalamad. He's a wise person. And he learned from you. How did he learn? So the Gemara says, Achsanai Hushabola Ir. Somebody, a guest comes to the city. Al iski achilu shtiyo sholon also. It would be normal that they would ask, do you have a place, you have some food, you have some drink, right? Can we get you something? Klum sholon also, ishtacha azu, achoscha azu. Shalom aleichem. Oh, that lady standing next to you, is that your sister, your wife? Who is that? That's not a normal way to greet a guest that's coming from out of town. So, if that's true, so Hashem is giving him Musar, Hashem is telling him, how could you... You're telling me you're innocent because they told you that they were siblings. You know why they said they were siblings? It's your fault. Because the first question everybody asked when they came down was, oh, is that your sister or is that your wife? Well, if that's the type of question you ask, then I see what your thoughts are, I see where your intentions are, and I'm nervous that if I say that it's my wife, you're going to kill me so you can have her because it seems that you're interested in her. So that's why I had to protect myself and I had to say that she's my sister. So it's really Avimelech's fault that this happened, and Mikan Sheben Noach Nerak Shahilo Lumod Velo Lamad. So we see that a Ben Noach is held accountable, and a person who says that they didn't know, they should have learned. Hayalo Lumod Velo Lamad. He should have learned. It was because we see it was because of him. It was his fault. He should have been better about it, and that's a raya. Shahilo Lumod Velo Lamad, and he is held accountable like Avimelech was held accountable. That's the Gemara. Up until the Mishnah on Daf Tes Amud Beis, the Mishnah continues. The Mishnah starts off Tes Amud Beis, 11 lines from the top. Hasuma eno gola, a blind person doesn't get golas. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Remeir Amar Gola. Remeir says you do get golas if you're blind. Hasone eno gola. Hasone gola. Tanakama says if Reuven hates Shimon and he kills Shimon by accident, he doesn't get golas. Rabbi Yossi Amar Hasone Nerag. Rabbi Yossi says, he doesn't get, not only does he not get golos, we kill him. Because it's as if he was already warned. Rabbi Shimon says, it depends. Yesh sonei gola, v'yesh sonei she'eno gola. Sometimes you could hate a person and you get golos, and sometimes you can hate a person and you don't get golos. Zahaklal, what's the determining factor? What's the rule? Kol shehu yachol loimer ladas harag. Anytime we could say that he intentionally killed, eno gola, he doesn't get golos, meaning he's not worthy of getting golos, his punishment is worse. V'shalol ladas harag. And if he didn't do it ladas, if he did it by accident, we can't say that he did it on purpose. Harei zeh gola, then he does get golas. That is the end of the Mishnah. The Gemara starts Tana Rabbanan. We have a brisa below Raos. The pasuk says. One moment. The pasuk says, "O b'chal even asher yomos ba below Raos, without seeing." What does that mean? Says the Gemara, Prat Lesuma, that comes to exclude someone who can't see, below Rose. If he can't see, he's putter. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Reb Meir Omer, below Rose, Lerabos es Hasuma. Right? The Pasuk says below Rose, he didn't see, so Rabbi Yehuda learns that this you didn't see, but normally you see, so then you'd be Chayv Golos, but a person who never sees would be putter. And comes Rabbi Meir and says, "Below Raos LaRabos is a Summa." That's coming to include the Summa. Says the Gemara, because below Raos you didn't see, and yet you get Golos. So we see, just because he didn't see doesn't mean you're exempt from Golos. So a person who's blind still gets Golos. LaRabos is a Summa. My time is Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning that he learns the Pasuk below Raos coming to exclude as opposed to include? Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says, "Vasher Yavos Reo Bayar." You come upon your friend in the forest. That's referring to anybody. Afilu suma. So also below Raos, ma'ate. So the word below Raos is a miyut. So the rule is, anybody who comes into the forest and kills his friend, and then we have a miyut of below Raos, so it's coming to limit it to a case of somebody who could see, but a blind person would not get gullus. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir, below Ra'os Lamait. You're right, below Ra'os is an exclusion. It's Lamait. It's limiting. Bivli Das, Lamait. But the word Bivli Das is also a Miyut. Have a Miyut Acha Miyut. It's one Miyut after another. Ve'in Miyut Acha Miyut Ela Rabbos. We have a rule that when it comes to a Miyut, if there's two Miyuts in a row, it's a Riboy. We include something. So we're going to include what it seems to have been the miyut, which is a summa. So a summa we're going to include. Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Bivli Das, Prat L'Miskavin Huda Asa. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Bivli Das is coming to exclude a case of Miskavin. Okay. So the according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Bivli Das is not two miyuts that are going to come to include, because according to him, there's two separate limudim over here. There's Bivli Das talking about somebody who's miskavin, and then there's below Ra'os, which is coming to talk about a blind person. The Gemara continues. Rabbi Yossi Omer Hason in Erag. The Mishnah tells us that according to Rabbi Yossi, a person who hates the other person and he kills him, quote unquote, by accident, he gets killed. The Gemara asks the question, V'halo Asrbe? He didn't get warned. How could we kill him? There's no Hasra. Masis Rabbi Yosef Yehudahi. That Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yosef Yehudah. The Tanya, we have a Brisa that says Rabbi Yosef Yehudah Omer, he says, a Chiddush, Chaver in Tzarech Hasra, a Chaver, a Tamar Chacham, doesn't need Hasra. You could punish him without Hasra, warning. Why do we give a warning to somebody? To make sure that they know that it's forbidden and they're doing it on purpose. Otherwise, they might say, I didn't realize it was Asr. But a Tamar Chacham means somebody who knows the halachas. If he knows the halachas, he can't claim, oh, I didn't realize that was Asr. We assume he knows the halacha. Okay? So, if somebody hates somebody else and they accidentally kill him, we say, you know, that's not true. If you hate him, then you didn't kill him by accident. You probably killed him on purpose. So the fact that you didn't, and the fact that you didn't have Asra, you were warned. Again, according to Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda, that's not a problem. The warning, the Hasra, is a technicality that you need to make sure that it wasn't an accident. But in this case, if he hates him, we know it wasn't an accident. The Mishnah continued and said, Rabbi Yosef Omer, Yesh Sone Gola, Yesh Sone She'eno Gola. It depends. Sometimes the Sone, the hater, gets Golos. Sometimes he doesn't. And the Mishnah set a rule. The Mishnah's rule was, if you could say it was Ladas, that it was on purpose, he gets killed for it. That he doesn't get Golos. If you say it was Shalol Ladas, it was by accident, then he does get Golos. Tanya, we have a Braisa, says the Gemara. We're on the fourth wide line. Tanya, Ketzad, how so? Ketzad Amar Bishimna, how does he learn his halacha? Yesh Soni Gola, Yesh Soni Shena Gola. He's the following. Nifsak, let's say you're lowering a barrel, and the rope breaks, and the barrel falls on somebody's head and kills you hate the person below, the rope breaks, and it falls on his head. Gola, you get Golos. Why? Because the rope breaking had nothing to do with you. That was an accident that you couldn't have controlled. So even though you hate him, yeah, but you couldn't have made the rope break 10 feet below where you're standing. Nishmat, but let's say the whole thing slipped out of your hand. So there, that's something you could have done intentionally and made it look like a shogeg, made it look by accident. So then, ain't no goal, you don't get Golos. Because it's a case where we're concerned that you, what you're doing is really trying to stage the whole thing, but really that you let it go by accident. Okay. So the Gemara says, Vatanya, one second, we have another brisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer Liola Meno Gola Al Achi Shamit Mechatzalo Machatzalo Miyado. You don't get Golos unless it slips out of his hand. Nobody gets Golos unless it slips out of his hand. But a case of Nifsak where it breaks, nobody gets Golos. So that's one second, that's Kasha Nifsak on Nifsak. In our brisa, we said that if the rope tears, that the sone does get galus. And right now we're quoting another brisa that says that anytime the rope tears, you don't get galus. So that's a stira in the case of nifsak, of the rope t- tearing and the barrel falling on the person's head. And kasha, nishmat, and nishmat. We also have a kasha of nishmat on nishmat. Nishmat was when it slipped out of his hands. In this case, we say he only gets galus. He gets galus if it slips out of his hand. In the other brace, we said no. If it slips out of his hand, he probably did it on purpose. So we have a stira in both ways. Says the Gemara, nishmat, and nishmat, lo kasha. When it slips out of your hand, there's no stira. Haba ohev, haba sone. The second brisa that said you're chayev when it falls out of your, when it slips out of your hand, we weren't talking about a sone. We weren't talking about somebody who hates the other person. We're talking about somebody who loves the other person, a friend of his. And it was an, and therefore we assume if it slipped out of your hand that it was an accident. Nifsaka nifsak lo kasha. And the Gemara says in the case where the rope broke, that's also not a kasha. Harebi harabanon. We had earlier in the perek, a machlokes between Rebbe and the Rabbanon about what happens if the head of the axe falls off and kills somebody. So Rebbe says that you don't get galus for that. Rebbe learned that it's only if the wood chips fly out that you get galus. And the Rabbanon said, no, you get for the head of the axe. So this case is like the head of the axe. So if the rope rips, then there's one brisa that said you get galus, one brisa says you don't get galus. The brisa that says you get galus, that's the opinion of the Rabbanon. It's like you're chopping wood and the axe flies out. And the other brisa, which says you don't get galus, that's the opinion of Rebbe, who says in such a case you don't get galus. And that is the Gemara up until the second Mishnah on the Daf, on the Amud. And now we're up to the Mishnah on Tes Amud Beis, eighth wide line. Says the Mishnah, Lahechan Golan. Okay, somebody's Chayav Golas, where do they go? La Ari Miklat. Says the Mishnah, they go to the Ari Miklat. L'sholosh Shebeivar HaYarden, or L'sholosh Shebeivar HaKanan. Three of them on the other side of the Jordan, and three of them on this side of the Jordan in Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Eishlosh Ha'arim Titnu Me'ever LaYarden. Three cities you place to the east of the Jordan, on the other side of the Jordan, Ve'eishlosh Ha'arim Titnu Be'eretz Kanan, and three of them in Eretz Yisrael. Achlo nivcharu shlosh Eretz Yisrael, until the three were chosen in Eretz Yisrael, lohayu shlosh shebe'ir hayardin koltos, the three cities that were set up by Moshe Rabbeinu outside of Eretz Yisrael, they were not, they didn't protect the accidental murderer until all six were up and running. Shenemar shesh ari miklat tihyena, they are six ari miklat. Only when there's six of them do they count to protect the accidental murderer. Ad shesh shashtan, koltos ka'achas, until all six of them work, none of them worked. Umechuvanos l'anderech mizulazu. And there's a clear path from one to the other. Shenemar tachem l'cha ha'derech v'shilashta. You should prepare a path, and you should divide it into three. V'shilashta. So Mishnah continues. Umosun l'anshnei tamidei chachamim. We give the murderer two tamidei chachamim. Shema yargenu baderech. Why? Because we're concerned that on the way to the Ir Miklat, somebody's going to, the Goal Adam is going to come and try to kill him. V'dabrei lov. And the tamidei chachamim, if the Goal Adam approaches, they try to speak to him and explain to him, you know what, it's worthwhile to let this guy go into the Ari Miklat and not to kill him. Reb Meir Omer Afu Medaber Al De'atzmo. Reb Meir says he even should speak up for himself. Shenemar V'zeh Dvar Rotzeach. These are the words of the Rotzeach. That's a remez, it's an allusion in the Pasuk that the accidental murderer, he also needs to speak up for himself and ask the Goal Adam not to kill him and let him go into the Ir Miklat. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says the following. Batchila Echad Shogi V'Echad Meizin Makdim Al Ari Miklat. What did they used to do? Whether you killed Bashogi, killed me, you saw you killed somebody. You don't know if it was accidental, you don't know if it was on purpose, or you do know, but whatever. Immediately you go to the Ir Miklat. Ubezin Shochan Mavino Sosham. Once you're there, now you're safe in the meantime. Now Bezin will bring you back to Bezin, they'll escort you. Misha is Chayav Misa Bezin Haraguhu. If you're found to be Chayav Misa for what you did, they put you to death. Vishalon is Chayav Misa Pitaruhu. And if you were not Chayav Misa, they let you go. And Mishan is Chayav Golos. And what if you weren't Pater? You know, you weren't completely innocent, but you weren't Chayav Misa, and you're Chayav Golos instead. Machzirin Osolim Komo. They traveled with you back to the Ir Miklat. Shnemar Veheshivu Oso Ha'eda El Ir Miklato. They return you to the Ir Miklat. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara says, seven lines from the bottom, Tanu Rabbanon. We have a Braisa. Sholosh Arim Hivdo Moshe Be'Evar Yardin. Moshe separated three cities on Eivar Yardin. Ukenegdan Hivdol Yeshua Eretz Kanan, and Yeshua separated another three opposite them in Eretz Kanan. Umechuvanos Hayukim in Shtei Shua Shebekerem, and the ones in Kanan and the ones in Eivar LaYardin, they were on a single line with each other. Chevron b'Yehuda k'neged Betzer b'Midbar. Chevron in Yehuda was opposite Betzer in the Midbar. Shechem b'Har Ephraim k'neged Ramos b'Gilad. The Ir Miklat in Shechem was k'neged Ramos b'Gilad. And Kedesh b'Har Naphtali, Kedesh which is in the mountain of Naphtali, k'neged Golan b'Bashan. It was opposite Golan b'Bashan. Those were the six Ari Miklat. Each one was in a line corresponding to one that was on the other side of the Jordan River. Bishilashta, and you divide into three. Sheyumashulashin, they are equally divided. Sheyimidarm l'Chevron k'mechevron l'Shchem, from the south border of Eretz Yisrael till Chevron, and from Chevron to Shchem, u'mechevron to l'Shchem k'mechevron l'Kedesh, and from Chevron to Shchem should be the same as Shchem to Kedesh. In other words, there should be an equal distance between all the Ari Miklat. U'mechevron l'Kedesh k'mechevron l'Tzafon, and from Shchem to Kedesh like Kedesh to Tzafon. Now, so there was they were equally placed, spread throughout. The Gemara asks a question. One second. How many people were in Eretz Yisrael? How many people were in Eivor LeYarden? So we know that 2.5 Shvatim were Eivor LeYarden, and the other 9.5 Shvatim were in Eretz Yisrael. So if that's true, the math doesn't hold up. One second. Why do they get 3 outside of Eretz Yisrael for 2.5 Shvatim? Why are there only 3 Ari Miklat for the other 9.5 Shvatim? It doesn't seem to... The ratio doesn't work. Be'evar Yardin Talas, Be'eretz Yisrael Talas. The Gemara asks, the bottom line of Tesamut Beis, in Eivor LeYarden there are 3. In Eretz Yisrael there are 3. How could that be? How does that make sense? We should have a lot more in Eretz Yisrael, if you look at the numbers. Amar Abaye answers, Begilad Shchichi Rotzchem. Gilad had a lot of murderers, and therefore we needed extra people outside over there. Tachsiv, Gilad Kiryas Poli Oven Akuba Midam. Gilad was a city of Poli Oven, those who do Averos. Akuba Midam. My Akuba Midam. What does it mean, Akuba Midam? Amar Belazo Sheyu Okvin Laharog Nefashos. They would wait and plan to kill people. Okay, in other words, there were a lot of murderers there. Now, there's a very obvious question which everyone asks. The very obvious question is, we don't put murderers into Gullus. Murderers don't go into Gullus. Accidental murderers go into Gullus. The fact that there are a lot of murderers in Gilad, that shouldn't affect the numbers that have to go to the Ir Miklat. That might affect the number of people that Basin has to put to death. But what does that have to do with going to the Ir Miklat? So the... A lot of the Rishonim and Achronim deal with this question. One of the answers given is that it's very simple. Like we mentioned before, when you do something, you try to do it by accident. You want to kill somebody. Okay, so you're not going to kill him in a way that's going to get you the death penalty. You're going to look for a way to make it look accidental. If you made it look accidental and you fooled them, so you might end up in Gullus. So because there are a lot of murderers, a lot of those murderers are going to try to stage it so that it looks like they killed Bishogeg, and they'll get sent into Gullus, and that's why you need the extra space. The Gemara asks the question, Umayishna mehagiso mehagiso de merachaki. Okay, on Yudam and Aleph. The third line, Umayishna mehagiso mehagiso de merachaki. On the sides of Eretz Yisrael, they were far from the cities of refuge. Umayishna mitziyah, but the ones in the middle of the country were very close to the Ari Miklat. The Gemara said that there was 4 sections in the land. The Gemara said that there was the north, and then there was the Midarum l'Chevron, Mechevron l'Shchem, Mechevron l'Shchem, Shchem l'Kedesh, Kedesh to Shchem to Kedesh, Kedesh to Tzafon. So the way that the Ari Miklat were placed was not equidistant one from another, even though they should have been. Because there were certain parts where it saw that were closer and certain parts that were not as close. So the Amar Abaye says, B'Shchem Nami Shchichi Rotzchem, the reason is because Shchem had a lot of Rotzchem, and therefore you wanted them to be in a closer... There were certain places that needed to be closer to Ari Miklat, and certain places that didn't need to be as close. Tachsiv, as the Pasuk says, Uchechake ish gedudim chever kohanim derech yiratzchu shechema shechma vegomer. Pasuk says uchechake chake is mechake is to wait ish gedudim a person a group of people chever kohanim a chevra a group of kohanim derech yiratzchu shechema the murderers on the way to Shechem. The Gemara asks, "My chaver kohanim." What does it mean, a group of kohanim? The kohanim were the murderers. What does that mean that there was a group of kohanim? Amar Belazar, shem ischabrim laharug nefashos ke kohanim alalo shem ischabrim lachluk chumos bebeis agronos. It's a reference to people who gather together to do something. So these people, these bandits, would gather together to kill, referring to people in Shechem, Derech Shechema, by Shechem, and that's why they needed the extra Ari Meklat. Just like the Kohanim would gather together by the threshing floors to be able to gather up Trumos that were going to be given to them as the Matnos Kohuna. So we'll stop here. We're up to the the beginning of the 10th line of the Gemara, Vesuleka and Davyud Amud Aleph.